For this Monday, March 18th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. The deadline to file your taxes is now less than a month away, and it's worth another reminder that the Posey County Council on Aging is offering free tax filing services each Tuesday through April 9th, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. The volunteers preparing the returns are trained and certified by the IRS. Businesses and farms are not eligible for this service. Appointments are required. You can call the office at 812-838-4 656. Their office is located at 611 West 8th Street in Mount Vernon. Family Matters of Posey County says that they will be having another mobile food distribution this Thursday from 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock. The distribution location is east of the Posey County Co-op building. Drivers should enter through the alley between 5th and 6th Streets. There is a limit of 2 households per car. This event is sponsored by the Tri-State Food Bank and the Indiana Department of Agriculture. The North Posey boys golf team is having a scramble this Saturday to raise money for this year's golf apparel and golf balls. It will take place at McDonald Golf Course this Saturday morning with a shotgun start at 8 o'clock. Teams of 4 cost $70 per person. They ask that you bring cash. The cost includes greens fees, cart, and lunch afterwards. Hole sponsors are $100, and signs will be placed on the tee boxes. Contact Mason Wasmer to submit your group or to get more information on being a hole sponsor. His email is mwazzey, that is mwazzey, at gmail.com. This past Saturday, the Pocket Athletic Conference released the all-conference selections for boys basketball. Mount Vernon seniors Nico Burnett and Jackson Clowers both received all-conference honors. Nico was named to the first-team all-conference for a third straight season. Burnett finished his career second all-time in scoring for the Wildcats with 1,349 points. Clowers was named to the second-team all-conference. North Posey's Jackson Graff was named to the first-team all-conference, and Austin Schmidt was placed on the second-team all-conference. The Vikings also had Colin Shipp recognized, as he was placed on the honorable mention team. Yesterday, most of the postseason brackets were revealed for college basketball. The Evansville Purple Aces men's basketball team, after winning 16 games this season, will participate in the CBI tournament down in Daytona Beach, Florida. The Purple Aces are the number 11 seed and will face 6 seed Quinnipiac on Sunday at 5:30 Eastern. This is a single elimination tournament that features 15 teams. Now, as far as the men's NCAA tournament, Purdue is a number 1 seed, and they will play the winner of Montana and Grambling in the first round. The Kentucky Wildcats earned a number 3 seed and will take on 14 seed Oakland in the opening round. The Illinois Fighting Illini are also a 3 seed, and they will face 14 seed Morehead State in the first round. Coming up tonight in sports, it's a quiet evening with local high school and college action. From the NBA this evening, the Indiana Pacers welcome the Cleveland Cavaliers for a 6 o'clock tip-off. The Pacers are 38-30 on the season, which is currently good enough for 6th place in the Eastern Conference. That wraps up your news and sports for this Monday, March 18th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Monday and have a great week. Your weather forecast is next.